Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Many are considering a more plant-based diet for health reasons or because of environmental concerns. But although you might be thinking about it with busy lives and lockdown restrictions, where would you begin? Well, I'm joined now by Holly White, who is an author and vegan lifestyle blogger with hips and tips on how to make more meat-free meal choices. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning, Claire.
You're very welcome. You have been a vegan for 7 years, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And now I'm kind of at a stage where I've sort of navigated all of the challenges that come up, whether they be lifestyle, dealing with family, social circumstances, and most importantly, kind of showing people on a practical way how to make the food absolutely delicious.
So you figured out how to do it, which is why we want to draw on your expertise, because I think for many people, when they're making this decision or they're looking at maybe having a couple of even meat-free days during the week, they opt for the carb-rich products like the pasta and the rice, and then they're hungry a couple of hours later.
Yeah, that was something that I found didn't work for me at all. And I became certified in plant-based nutrition from Cornell. And I've actually, pre-COVID times, trained around the world. So I trained in London and also in Los Angeles. And a real thing that I was interested in doing is seeing, can I have a more vegan lifestyle, but integrating lots of vegan protein sources, not focusing too heavily on whether it is the really starchy carbs, the breads, the pastas, integrating them, but just not focusing on them. And the key issue is vegan protein sources, they're quite bland, you know, things like your tofu, your tempeh, your beans, your pulses. So I love to show people, how do you make them delicious? Because ultimately, if something isn't tasty, we're not going to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And if we don't enjoy it, it's not going to be sustainable at all.
I've heard some parents who maybe have a teenager who has decided to become vegan saying that a lot of the foods that they go for, certainly in the initial stages, tend to be quite processed. Is that a risk factor too?
Well, the thing is, there are those sort of vegan meat substitutes available. They wouldn't be things that I would integrate into my diet. And what I love to really show people is a whole foods plant-based diet, which is really completely cooking from scratch. So I have vegan cookery classes every second Monday, and we will kind of go through whether it is vegan burgers, curries, casseroles. Last night we made a gluten-free Victoria sponge. So really tasty kind of traditional foods, but everything is completely made from scratch. I don't use meat substitutes. I find I actually don't digest them well. So if people are focusing on a plant-based diet for that reason, I feel it's better to cook as much as possible from scratch.
Well, we start at the beginning then. When you're in the supermarket, does it take longer to source the vegan products?
People always ask this, and what I say is, like any change, there's a transition period, but like nowadays I live in the city centre, and the great thing is that any supermarket now, you can get pretty much, you know, all your dairy-free options as well. I might need to go to a health food store to get one or two bits and pieces. But the great thing about plant-based and kind of cupboard staples is your beans, your pulses, your dairy-free milks, nuts, things like that. They are all, they have a very long shelf life as well. So what I find is I do kind of a big monthly shop, and then on a weekly basis, I just do a fruit and veg shop. And I kind of favor a lot of frozen foods because they're great from a sustainability point of view. You've less food waste as well. And also if you're going for what's in season, again, from a sustainability standpoint, that is really beneficial.
So give us a few items that will be on your monthly shopping list.
Definitely canned beans, pulses. I'd make my own hummus, and things like tempeh and tofu are great vegan protein.
What's tempeh now? This is new to me.
So tempeh is a soy vegan protein, and what's great about it is it's a brilliant source of calcium as well. It is important to look for organic soy when you are buying it as well, just because that's something to sort of be conscious of, and much easier to digest as well. Dairy-free milks, like I think we're all familiar now with the range of options. You have everything, whether it is from oat, and it's great to see now that there are some Irish companies producing our own oat milk here as well, and right up to coconut, hemp seed, almond milk. There's so many different options as well. And then otherwise, just kind of tinned and canned goods. So whether it's tinned tomatoes, curry powders, pastes, loads of herbs and spices as well for keeping it as tasty.
And then the fresh stuff, obviously, you're going and buying on a more regular basis. If somebody's thinking about becoming vegan, should they go all in from the get-go, or would you recommend that they start and do, as I was saying earlier, maybe have a meat-free Monday, for example?
Honestly, that's exactly what I would recommend. And I think the thing that I love is from my cookery classes, I get lovely emails from people saying, you know, we just love the bit of inspiration. Like at the heart of it, not everyone wants to go vegan. And I'm well aware of that. But I think people just love tasty food. And if I can provide a little bit of inspiration that happens to be vegan, then I think I've done my job well. Like people are surprised that no one in my family or my friends are vegan, but I've cooked, you know, dinners for people and we've all just enjoyed it. So what I think is focus on the flavor, focus on the taste, focus on adding a few bits and pieces into your diet, and you might be, and I hope, very pleasantly surprised.
You don't expect, though, if you're going to somebody's house, this is pre-COVID obviously, for dinner, you don't expect the host to make you a special vegan meal.
Never. And I think that's one of the more sort of lifestyle elements that I would discuss and share with people, is that you have to be aware that at the heart of it, this still is quite an antisocial choice to make. Don't be a burden on anyone else. It's a choice you've made. And especially within blended households, I've loads of tips for, say, for example, if one member of the family wants to have a vegan option, it's not a case of cooking two dinners from scratch. It's how can we maybe do a curry and perhaps section off a portion of it and put chicken into that for the rest of the family, and then maybe put tofu into another. It's to keep it simple. And what I love, again, is if I'm going to a friend's house pre-COVID, as you mentioned, I would always bring a dish. And it's really gratifying. And I love the fact that people might go, do you know what? That's actually delicious. And what amazes me as well is people kind of go, do you know, I feel really satisfied, but I don't feel bloated or uncomfortable. It's a lovely feeling.
Is that one of the changes that you experience, that any sort of really...
100%. Like definitely for what I did in terms of transitioning was, for the first 6 months I ate fish when I was out in restaurants just because there weren't options. But then once I was more confident, I got better at whether it was ringing a restaurant and just letting them know, because I find places are very happy to accommodate as long as you give them notice, or putting together a meal from sides. But definitely on a personal basis, I noticed huge benefits in terms of better digestion, reduced inflammation, much clearer skin, and just overall more consistent energy. So I'm lucky it's a lifestyle that suited me as well.
Okay, and for breakfast then, because I know you mentioned that you buy frozen products.
Yes.
Would you use those to make some sort of a smoothie concoction for breakfast?
Absolutely. I mean, well, when it's a bit warmer, I might have a smoothie. But, you know, it's like things like homemade granola are really easy to whip up at home, and that'll last for a week or two, and you can use up all your cupboard staples, you know, whether it's cranberries or dried fruit. And I might have that with some oat milk, or else you could, you know, go for something a bit more savoury, like you might do a tofu scramble, things like mushrooms on toast as well. There's so many different options. But what I love to highlight to people is the more savoury, more protein dense options as well. Mm-hmm. And then in terms of, typically on a Sunday, I'll try and do a bit of meal prepping. So that might mean I might make some hummus, roast a tray of vegetables, and then do maybe a grain of some sort, like some quinoa and lentils. And then what that does is that means I can kind of just assemble a really quick working from home lunch, because I think, like everyone, we're all sort of time starved. But I cook about three times a week, and that's really it. It doesn't take any more time than it did before.
Okay, you've given us some vegan recipes, which we'll put up on our website, rte.ie/todaycb. But they are family recipes, really, because you have there a lentil bolognese, roasted red pepper and lentil soup, all of which are really filling and satisfying, aren't they?
That's the most important thing, is integrating the vegan protein will make you satisfied. But yeah, at the heart of it, I want things to be practical. I want them to be cost effective. And on a day-to-day basis, like a 500 gram bag of lentils you can buy for under €2, and that'll easily, in the lentil bolognese, feed a family of six. So if people are saying, hang on, I might do a meat-free Monday, but I want to go for more organic produce or maybe better cuts of meat at the weekend, how can we cost-effectively manage this? A vegan night during the week is a brilliant option, I think.
Holly, thank you very much for joining us on the programme today. That's Holly White, author and vegan lifestyle blogger. Let's take a quick break.